Good morning. I'm Michael Mackey, and you're listening to listener-supported 88.3 WLIW-FM. Thanks to your support, we are able to provide our East End community a unique blend of public radio programming, news, information, music, entertainment on multiple media platforms made possible and sustainable primarily through the financial support of you, our listener. Please join us now and become a fully participating member of the listener-supported 88.3 WLIW-FM experience. Plus, your donation now will be matched up to $50,000, doubled. So please, call us at 800-262-0717. That's 800-262-0717. After making your donation, you could arrange to comment, and perhaps your comment will be aired right here, live. So consider your donation online at WLIWFM.org. You may donate online at WLIWFM.org. That's donating online at WLIWFM.org. And all listeners who make a single donation of $120 or a monthly sustaining donation of $10 a month will receive a choice of our popular large tote bag. I've got one. And a pair of ceramic coffee mugs. I've got them, too. And our newest premium, the WLIW-FM thermal bottle, perfect for coffee or hot chocolate in the cold weather or when you're on the go and need a cool drink in the summer. It's a terrific item. We've got these wonderful gifts. Please donate now. Suffolk County has launched a campaign to increase awareness of the county's social host law, which punishes adults who provide alcohol or drugs to minors in their home. Robert Brodsky reports on Newsday.com that the Just Call initiative began Monday, the start of National Drug and Alcohol Facts Week, with a social media campaign and will continue through prom and graduation season. Quote, "As we approach warmer weather and party season, it is important to acknowledge underage drinking as a serious concern," said Suffolk County Executive Steve Ballone. "We all need to take personal responsibility, and I can't reinforce enough that hosts must comply with Suffolk County Social Host Law," says Ballone. The law, in place since 2007, imposes penalties of up to 1 year in jail and $1,000 in fines to anyone 18 or older who knowingly allows underage drinking or the use of narcotics from marijuana to heroin to take place in their home or fails to take corrective action after learning that it is taking place. It is now 44 degrees at 7 minutes after 7 o'clock. The Suffolk County Water Authority yesterday began what officials called an ambitious project to extend a water supply line that will stretch 8 miles from the central Pine Barrens into the town of Southold. Joe Workmeister reports on Newsday.com that the approximately $35 million project will take several years to complete and represents the largest capital project in the Suffolk County Water Authority's history, according to agency CEO Jeff Zabel. The North Fork Halpin Transmission Line will transport water from Flanders to the Laurel Lake Pump Station to supplement the existing water supply, ease the stress on existing wells in Southold Town, and preserve the area's shallow aquifer. Suffolk County Water Authority provides drinking water to about 9,500 customers in Southold Town, and the pipeline will reduce the reliance on wells, which the agency uses to draw water from the aquifer. When water demand surges, particularly during summer when the North Fork's population grows, the Suffolk County Water Authority wells have limited capacity to pump enough water. Last summer, Southold was one of 4 East End towns to face a Stage 1 water emergency, and the Suffolk County Water Authority issued several public requests for residents to cut back water usage. The pipeline will, quote, "provide a safe and robust supply of drinking water forever," Suffolk County Water Authority Chairman Patrick Halpin said at Thursday's news conference. This has been Long Island Local News on Long Island's only NPR station, WLIW-FM. I'm Michael Mackey.